Much more supporting detail exists, as well as the inevitable exceptions. Suffice it to say that when Federalist and Jeffersonian political party lines began to emerge in the late 1790s, religious divisions again bulked large. The depleted ranks of Anglicans joined New England Congregationalists on the conservative, Federalist side, whereas the anti-ecclesiastical Baptists of the southern backcountry were ardent Jeffersonians. In Religion and the American Civil War, another useful volume, Randall Miller, Harry Stout, and Charles Wilson waded barely a page into their introduction before instructing that the United States was the world's most Christian nation in 1861 and became even more so by the end of the war. In the late 1830s, Alexis de Tocqueville had remarked on the pervasive influence of religion on American private and public life, and swelled by revivals during the 1830s and again during the 1850s, membership in churches rose dramatically. During the 1830s and 1840s, when U.S. national politics matched Democrats against Whigs, religious divisions were central enough that most denominations could be assigned to one camp or the other. Religious cleavages remained central when the Republican Party replaced the Whigs in the mid-1850s. Organized amid the slavery crisis, the Republican Party enjoyed lopsided support from members of those northern Protestant churches that took strong anti-slavery positions, and also from free blacks in states where they could vote. Before and after the war between the states, the Democrats could count on the southern churches that defended slavery and split away from their national organizations. That party also commanded usual majorities among members of the two major faiths, Catholic and Lutheran, particularly Missouri Synod, that took no position on slavery. With some variations, these divisions lasted into the 1890s. So clear was the religious imprint that historian James McPherson argued in the 1990s that because the American Civil War was not a war of religion, historians have tended to overlook the degree to which it was a religious war. Union and Confederate soldiers alike were heirs of the Second Great Awakening. Civil War armies were, arguably, the most religious in American history. Indeed, as we will see, the major Protestant denominations split along geographic lines before the nation as a whole did along political ones. And in the case of the Confederate flag-waving Southern Baptist Convention, the consequences of that separation still resonate. By most criteria, the cleavage of U.S. politics left by the Civil War lasted through World War II, only beginning to shift in the 1940s and 1950s. During these transitional years, one could still cite the old alignments in religious divisions. Mainline Protestantism was Republican and centered in the small town and suburban North. Catholics clustered in ethnic and industrial areas and voted Democratic disproportionately. Members of black churches usually couldn't vote in the South and rarely had much influence in the North. Southern white Baptists and sects were still heavily Democratic, especially in local elections. Over the four decades beginning in the 1960s, new alignments slowly emerged in which religion played a new kind of central role, as chapters 5 and 6 will pursue. In the 1990s, pollster George Gallup stated that religious affiliation remains one of the most accurate and least appreciated political indicators available. By 2004, as religiosity became the key to how Americans voted for president, USA Today led off a lengthy analysis by labeling the religion gap as the clearest divide in U.S. politics. However, with religion also playing so much of a role in the 2002 to 2003 buildup to the U.S. invasion of Iraq, in which George W. Bush proclaimed America's commitment to upholding liberty and freedom, it is well to note important antecedents. Among Anglo-American Protestants, these twin threads of justification for wars hark back to the Reformation. As detailed in The Cousins Wars, these themes can be traced from the English Civil War through the American Revolution to the American Civil War, but they always applied to internal freedoms and jeopardies. That U.S. Protestant theology has now refocused itself on the biblical Holy Lands as a battleground is just another of the extraordinary transformations taking place on account of the influence of religion on American politics and war.